This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. When it comes to football, bigger is usually better. And in modern high school football, things are getting a lot bigger, though whether it's good for the players is still a question. As late as the 1990s, it was relatively rare to find a high school player that weighed more than 300 pounds. But changes to blocking rules and an athlete's ambition to go to college or even play pro football is leading young men to pack on the pounds. And some people are concerned about what effect that might have on their long-term health. Joining us now to talk about it is Tim Stevens. He covers high school sports for the News and Observer. He's been doing that since 1987. Tim, welcome. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you very much.
So tell me some more about this. What do we know about how those sizes of football players, high school football players, have changed?
Well, it used to be really rare to have a 300-pound, and now it's not unusual for a high school offensive line to have two 300-pound players. Many of them have three, both tackles and a center, over 300. I think the numbers were like in the late 80s and 90s. If you just look at the state championships, it was, you know, less than 20 300-pounders. And then the last year that we looked, they had 20 in 1 year in the state finals. And, of course, they have twice as many state championship games as they did. But the increase in the really big players is dramatic.
Now, we have a sense that high school students in general, high school kids are getting bigger. We think there's an obesity problem. Is that part of that?
That is a part of it. But even above the normal student population and normal growth, we've got, you know, kids that are just setting out to get big. If you look at college recruiting classes like NC State and University of North Carolina and other major schools, their average offensive lineman that they're bringing in as recruits over 300 pounds. And so these kids are looking, and that's kind of become the goal. I want to get to 300. Many of them are really big already, but we found a couple of cases where kids were big and, you know, added 90 pounds during their high school careers, you know, trying to get to 300 because that's what they thought they needed to do to try to get a scholarship.
Now, how are they doing this? Because if you packed on, you know, 90 pounds of muscle, that might not be so bad. How are these kids doing?
Well, that's kind of the key. There's a good way to do it by watching your weight and do a whole lot of weight training with the advances that we've had in nutrition. You can, you know, pack on pounds and still remain very healthy. But a lot of kids' eating habits are not very good to start with, and it's difficult to eat healthy. You have to kind of train yourself. And so in those cases, a lot of them are adding fat, which is the one of the coaches I talked to phrase it very well. It's one thing to be bigger, stronger, and faster. It's something to be bigger, stronger, and fatter. Hmm. And the fat's what gets you. And the focus of the story was a lot of kids are just gaining all this weight so they can play two dozen high school football games, and they will battle their weight problems the rest of their lives because they've created bad habits. And the reason it's a habit is that it's hard to break.
Right. Well, and you don't have to be bigger and faster and stronger at the high school level, right? And especially because there's been a change in the rules on double teaming. Maybe you can explain that. So just having a big guy that weighs a lot, whether he's strong or not, can be helpful.
It's turned into a pushing match, basically, up front. It used to be get low, and you still try to get low and have leverage. But a 300-pound high school player in the offensive line probably has an advantage. That's what's hard to believe. You can be 240 and be a big guy and be outweighed 100 pounds by, you know, some of the guys that you run into high school. And they've changed the blocking rules. If you're engaged with a blocker, another player cannot engage you below the waist. Used to hit them high and low. Now, you know, that's a chop block, and that's illegal.
So they used to allow essentially a double team 2-on-1 if one went low. Now they don't. So if you have 1-on-1, that one better be big.
Right. And the other thing, you can have 2-on-1, but they both have to come in high. Mm. And so it's into more of a pushing than it is, trying to knock them down.
So what's the pressure on coaches? Are coaches aware of this? Are they trying to work with the kids or not?
Well, they are, but it puts them in a dilemma in that they try to teach good nutrition, and they try to, you know, have healthy players, but they can only do so much. you know, because they're going to put good, you know, good players on the field. And if a guy's overweight, but he's still very good, he's probably going to play. And then the other part, really big part of it, is that several of the players, big guys that we talked to, weighed over 290 when they got there as freshmen. So they're putting on weight. And what the story was, and the discussions that are going on nationally, is the responsibility of parents to kind of watch it. And it, the football players are very visible, but there's a lot of kids, I think, that, you know, the America is battling obesity. One of the doctors I talked to said one of the was really outstanding ways that the biggest problem for America youth health-wise is obesity in a world where the biggest health problem for children is starvation. And it kind of sums it up.
Well, and then again, if mostly we're discouraging, but on the football field we're encouraging this kind of behavior, it's a really mixed message for these
kids.
That's
one of the key parts of just as a society. And like when I talk to national coaches and national organizations, this is just kind of becoming more aware. Everybody knows that we have an obesity problem with our children in the United States. But there's almost been a disconnect between obesity and athletics.
Do we know if kids who are overweight tend to be more prone to injury?
Well, it's not so much injury. The studies show that they have more knee problems, but not significantly. The biggest problem is that people that big have a tendency to have diabetes, high blood pressure, all those problems that may not show up immediately, but will be there later.
And
that's what the doctors are most concerned about is down the road. And like NFL players are, you know, they'll weigh, you know, 300 and something, but the many of them, as soon as they quit playing, immediately, you know, lose 50 pounds. One of the things that kind of hit me, name all the 300-pound, 70-year-old men you know.
Yeah.
There aren't many.
Particularly if they played in the NFL.
Right.
Tim, thank you for bringing this to our attention. Right. Tim Stevens covers high school sports for the News and Observer. Just ahead, we're going to hear the latest research on schizophrenia. You'll hear it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay with us.